I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Pat Miles. He's a Democrat running for Attorney General in the state of Michigan, and we talked about his campaign, some of the key issues, and a little bit about his history. Here's more with Pat Miles, candidate for Attorney General in Michigan.
I'm a grandson of farmers and factory workers. I'm fifth-generation Michigander. Grew up in Grand Rapids and went to Harvard Law School, practiced law in Grand Rapids, that right after law school, graduating in 1991 for 21 years. I was appointed by President Barack Obama to serve as the United States Attorney for the Western District of Michigan. That's 49 counties, half of the Lower Peninsula and all of the Upper Peninsula. So I would get up here several times a year. We have an office in Marquette, and as well as Grand Rapids. And after that, I decided to run for Attorney General because these are dangerous times, and we need somebody who's got the leadership experience, which I do as a former United States Attorney, to guide this, that office and protect the public.
You are running as a Democrat, and you're looking to get elected into this position that sometimes can be very partisan. Other times it can be based on the letter of the law. What approach would you take if elected?
I would certainly want to be the people's lawyer and enforce the law and do the people's business. We've had really now 8 years and longer of the office being turned against the people. We've had some ideological crusades that were a waste of time and taxpayer dollars and diversion from the job of protecting the public, things like fighting the Medicaid expansion, things like fighting the defending the Michigan's gay marriage ban. And we really need to get away from those political decisions that the Attorney General's office has been doing and get back to enforcing the law, doing the people's business, and being the people's lawyer.
Would you be someone that would be advocating or crusading for certain issues, or would you look at this more as a position of simply interpreting rulings and the law?
Well, that's right. I would really want to look at, you know, it's the duty of the Attorney General to focus on what is the law of the people decide. And so that's what you have to do is enforce the law. And you have to do the people's business. And you have to fight for the people, though. You do have to fight. We have to push back against the Trump administration when it's doing things that are unconstitutional and trying to roll back environmental protections. We've got to fight to protect our Great Lakes. We've got to fight to protect our elderly and the most vulnerable against predatory interests and restore the Consumer Protection Division. That's something that's very important for the Attorney General to do, is to really restore the Consumer Protection Division, because that's something that's been gutted. We got to get it back the way it was under Frank Kelly.
We're talking with Pat Miles. He is a Democrat running for Attorney General in the state of Michigan. If you look at this position, it is a as you say, the people's lawyer. You're interpreting the law and rulings in particular. But we've seen that the Attorney General's office over the years can be somewhat of a pulpit for some that have certain opinions and certain Attorney Generals that have things that maybe don't go along with all of the voting population. What would you do to address that, that sometimes there isn't a, maybe it's not quite right to say this, but a trust in the Attorney General, but that there's this feeling of maybe the Attorney General uses this as the pulpit for their own agenda. If you're elected, what would you do to try to alleviate that and take that out of the scope of the conversation?
Well, my agenda would be the agenda for the people, and I think that would be something that would take that out of the scope, that I wouldn't be on a personal crusade, a personal political an ideological crusade, that I would do the people's business and fighting to protect the people and protecting the people from powerful corporate interests and protecting the people from those that would try and take advantage of our natural resources and the polluters and the people who would be predators against children. And those are some of the things that I would do to take away that it is a bully pulpit, as you say, and so that's what I would use it for, to be a bully pulpit for the people.
We're talking with Pat Miles. He's running for attorney general in Michigan. And you have this experience on the federal court level with doing the work that you did. What does that experience bring to you to allow you to do the job of attorney general if elected?
Well, leading one of the largest law enforcement agencies in the state, I set priorities, I set policies, and then work to implement them effectively. That's exactly what the attorney general does. You work with a variety of different law enforcement agencies, from the local police departments, the sheriff's departments, the Michigan State Police, the federal agencies. The same thing. The attorney general has to be able to collaborate and work together. And we worked really well together. We didn't care who got the credit. We really worked to just do the job and get the job done and get results. And that's something that I would do as attorney general as well.
How can people find out more about your campaign, some of your key issues, some of your thoughts on what would be out there? What's the best way to find out more?
The best way is they can go to our website, which is Miles, M-I-L-E-S, 4-F-O-R, Michigan, all spelled out, .com, miles4michigan.com. We're also on Facebook. Pat Miles is on Facebook as a candidate. And so I'd love for people to find out more and reach them and hear from them as well. I enjoy going around the state, talking to people and listening to their concerns and finding out what they really want to see in an attorney general.
That's the comments of Pat Miles. He's running for attorney general in the state of Michigan as a Democrat. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.